is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Wednesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can follow everything about high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. Wednesdays on the Huge Show are presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association. We are back live for hour number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 20 incredible radio stations. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. Inside this hour, Jim Brandstatter, former play-by-play voice for Michigan football, will get his thoughts on the latest news that thewolverine.com broke. Defensive coordinator Mike McDonald reportedly, according to thewolverine.com, will leave Michigan after 1 year to go work for the guy he was working for before he worked for his brother. So Mike McDonald, according to thewolverine.com, leaving Michigan to become the defensive coordinator in the NFL for John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens. Now, you can kind of read between the lines and say, okay, does that mean Harbaugh's going to leave? Does it? I don't know. Chris Ballas from thewolverine.com will join us in about an hour. Jim Brandstatter here in a few moments. Tim Stout from Stout on Sports and our affiliate, The Game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. We'll check in. We'll get his thoughts on Michigan State's loss to Illinois last night. Man, I was just watching that on DVR this morning, and they were just bad in the first half. But with how good they played, I understand let down middle of the week. You're flying in late at night, practicing. You had that emotional win. Just the perfect game. One of the best road games I've ever seen from an Izzo team. And then you get no Colburn, and I thought that would be an easy win. You watch the Spartans when they weren't turning the ball over in the second half. They came roaring back, and a couple shots there at the end, and Malik Hall missed the free throw. So we'll get an update from Tim Stout in Lansing. Rod Beard, Pistons NBA beat writer for the Detroit News. Kate Cunningham was on fire last night, so we'll talk to Rod coming up. And we told you the story to start this broadcast that the Athletic was talking to the Iowa AD. And there is talk after the current TV media deal ends after 2022 for the Big Ten that they may go to no divisions. Top two teams that would advance to the Big Ten Conference Championship football game. And this is to anticipate the expansion of the college football playoff and also try and help your top two teams get to the playoff. Now, the question is, would that really help your top two? Would that third team that doesn't have to play in the conference championship that loses a tiebreaker, would they be better off not playing in the Big Ten title game? We've seen that a lot through the SEC. They talked about reducing Big Ten conference games to 8, and then with their alliance with the ACC and the Pac-12, I would think you get a couple of games with those conferences, one each, and then you get two games to schedule as you wish. But man, if you're just going to do 8 conference games and you're Michigan and you keep Ohio State and Michigan State, two teams that finish in the top 10 this year with you, that's not going to be a fair and balanced schedule if you're going to take the top two teams who go to the conference championship game. I don't know. If you're going to go to 8 conference games and there are no divisions, you're Michigan and Michigan State. Because Jim Comperoni from SpartanMag.com joined us earlier this hour, and he said, hey, I think Michigan State would drop Ohio State playing them every year in a heartbeat. Okay, so you're Michigan, you're going to keep the rivalry game. Are you going to keep both of them? Nobody else in the conference has two monster rivalry games like Michigan does. Nobody. It's not even close. Nobody else in the Big Ten. So as this kind of resonates, and I read this story just before the show, if I'm Michigan and Michigan State, or maybe if I'm Michigan, I don't support ending the divisions at all. No way. Look how it worked out for him this year. Yeah, I was just looking at the story from Chris Ballas and the team at thewolverine.com breaking that Michigan defensive coordinator Mike McDonald will return to the NFL with John Harbaugh. So I get it. You know, you get a chance to be an NFL coordinator, it's probably double the money. And then you're one step away from being an NFL head coach. I understand why he would leave. So I'm getting comments on the Hughes text chain where people are saying, well, does that mean Harbaugh's leaving? No, it doesn't. In the Harbaugh watch, there is zero information. There are a lot of openings in the NFL. Matter of fact, Aaron Glenn's name came up with Sean Payton yesterday telling his players in the Saints organization that he's stepping away. Aaron Glenn's name came up as a possible replacement for Payton. Those are big shoes to fill. Speaking of filling shoes, whoever ends up being the new voice of Michigan football has big shoes to fill. Jim Brandstatter, former Michigan standout, Lions color commentator, and Michigan play-by-play guy. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing good. First, the news of Mike McDonald. 1 year in Michigan, and he's back in Baltimore, at least according to the report from thewolverine.com.
Yeah, disappointed a little bit, I think, you know, from my perspective. But, hey, let's face it, you know, you take these jobs as a coach. You want to be upwardly mobile. And if you're a head coach, you hire the guy that's going to be a great coach that's going to move on and be a great coach somewhere else. Because along the way, they're going to do well for you. And Mike McDonald did a great job. And if it's true that he's moving back to Baltimore, he's probably going, like I said, for a great opportunity with John Harbaugh. And two, he's closer to that step to get him to a head coaching position at the NFL level. I thought if he stayed a couple of years at Michigan, he clearly would have been on the fast track to be a head coach in college. But moving to the NFL, maybe that's where he wants to go as opposed to where, you know, college football is and where college football is going.
Yeah, it's just part of the business, really. Without dissecting it too much or overthinking it, it's just part of the business that you had to move back and you're a step away from being an NFL head coach. And I think I was reading at thewolverine.com that Clint Scales had some verbiage in his contract that he would move up to be like a co-defensive coordinator or something if somebody left. So Harbaugh will have to navigate that. And there's still that talk on if he's going to stay or go. There's no word from Ward Manuel's office, no word from Harbaugh, and a lot of open NFL jobs, and still no extension. It'll be interesting how that plays out.
Yeah, I think he's going to stay. I think Jim will stay. I mean, right now, if the reports about Mike McDonald are true, I mean, Jim's right now probably on the phone looking at possibility of defensive coordinators working within his staff, seeing if, what goes there next. And that's his job. And Jim's done a great job, in my opinion. I mean, you've seen him on the recruiting trail of keeping his mind focused on the job that he has. And, you know, the other thing is, well, all these reports are going around about Harbaugh going to other places in the National Football League. I've not heard anyone, and Bill, you know this, you're in the media. There's never been a Harbaugh sighting at a professional football facility in the last month and a half. And I wonder, how much of this is just lip service and how much of it is reality. So in my judgment, in my heart of hearts, I think Jim stays at Michigan.
His name is Jim Brandstatter, former voice of Michigan football, former Wolverine, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Interesting story that came across this afternoon that the Big Ten, with their current TV deals expiring after 2022, they're looking at the possibility of eliminating divisions, having only 8 conference games, and the top 2 teams would then play in the Big Ten championship game. And my first thoughts were, okay, if all the teams, all 14 in the Big Ten, are only going to play 8 conference games, And from those conference games, you'll take the two best records. How are you going to make that fair and balanced? And let's say if Michigan keeps Ohio State and they keep Michigan State, but then other teams don't have two monster games every year like that. That's going
to
be tough.
And Penn State's a natural two in there. And right. I'd hate to see, you know, in my opinion, what they ought to do is eliminate the non-conference games, if you will. But the non-conference games, the thing about that is they are your moneymakers for your Big Ten schools because you don't have to do the home-and-homes necessarily with the non-conference guys. But I'd like to see them play, you know, 10 conference games. Now, that would be more representative, in my opinion. And then you'd get the two best teams at the end. Playing 8 in a conference of 14, I agree with you. It would be a tough one for me to figure that one out. But, hey, Bill, college football is changing so fast right before our very eyes with name, image, and likeness, with conferences poaching schools from other conferences and rebuilding their conference. I think athletic directors and administrators have to be thinking, 2-3 years down the road and position themselves so that their conference is in a great position to benefit the majority of the schools that are currently in that conference. And that's a tough job. That's like being Nostradamus.
Well, it's becoming, it really is. There's college football free agency with NIL deals, the one-time transfer. I know you want to hold on to rivalries and everything going on and keep it like it was, but there's going to be adjustment. And with that adjustment, if you're Michigan and you want to hold on to tradition and history, and let's say they go with 8 conference games, and you have to play Ohio State, and you want to keep Ohio State, you can protect one. I don't think you're going to be able to protect two rivalries, so you're going to protect Ohio State first. Each school probably will get to protect a rivalry, and then you're going to play conference schedule as they can. So now what are your goals here? I know what the conference is doing. They're trying to ensure that they get at least a couple of teams in that group of 12 if the college football playoff expands.
Right, exactly. And that's, again, it's all about the money and it's all about that whole deal. Now, again, think 10 years down the road. Is that the expansion of the playoff going to be that way? It could be 16 teams 10 years down the road and one super conference. And there are no Big Ten, Pac-12s, SECs. There's just a 15-team super division in the West, South, Southeast, East, and Midwest.
Well, it's the Alliance. It's the Alliance that they already formed with ACC and Pac-12. They're already setting up their counter because, and I said this when the SEC and why the College Football Playoff hit the wall in their latest discussions, because these conferences outside the 4 out of the Power 5 want to set up their future before they go negotiate with the SEC, who is out there really poaching first. I know you can say Nebraska and Maryland and at the schools that left and came to the Big Ten. I don't know if they can talk without being hypocrites, but I believe that you're going to see, and I agree with you, and it may be the SEC who just does they keep expanding. They grab Clemson, Florida State, other schools, Miami. Yeah, right. And then they do their own NFL-like championship. And you saw the SEC fans when Georgia played Alabama. I don't think they'd have any issue with keeping everything inside the SEC. I really don't.
And call it something else. And I think the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12 kind of tried to, with that alliance, built a little fence around themselves so that the SEC wouldn't poach them. But I think it also gives them the idea of, you know, go back now, way, way back, Bill. You and I are old enough to remember the NFL and the old AFL. And, you know, let's merge. Let's do something on that scale. I think the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC kind of built the fence around themselves so they could protect some of those guys. So there is this SEC secession, like you suggested, which is, I mean, clearly an option, and I wouldn't put it past them a lick. I agree with you that the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC have some kind of leverage in the sense that you've got Clemson, you've got Michigan, you've got Ohio State, you've got USC, you've got UCLA, Stanford, Washington. You've got some guys they covet. So now all of a sudden you're dealing with from an area of power. That's where that goes. But it all, we're talking right now, but it's all leading toward that quote-unquote Super Conference Alliance or whatever. And that's, so Big Ten championships and the traditional things that we've all come to know about college football in many ways are beginning to be eroded away by this NIL, by the playoff, by the amount of teams that, can get in and want to get in. The television money is out there. They're talking about collective bargaining for players, the players being employee-employer situations. There's so much going on with all this. It's the wild, wild west out there. And it's still a long way to go before all of the details, and the devil is always in the details, are settled up.
Yeah, I look at this alliance with the ACC, Big Ten, Pac-12, and I said this, I think, the day the alliance was formed on air, and Jim Brandstatter, former voice of Michigan football, brandyshow.com, his podcast, he's joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan on the Meyer guest line. I envision one day that the SEC would do their own thing, this alliance does their own thing, and then the two champions meet for their national championship.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. But again, there's a lot to go before that, because and I know the SEC, if they form whatever they form, they're going to want to get a piece of Clemson and some of the ACC teams. And then, and don't forget this, we're talking football, but where does basketball go?
Yeah, how do you balance the SEC if they break off from the Power Five and they do their own thing? Are they going to do it in all sports, basketball, baseball, volleyball, and just basically leave the NCAA and have their own Southern League, right?
Yeah, well, the NCAA is slowly, but now maybe not so slowly. If you read what their little statement was, what it was a week or two ago when they had their meeting, that they're just kind of disappearing a little bit, and they're not really, they don't become a factor, I don't think, in anything. I maybe I'm wrong, but I just think they're fading away.
His name is Jim Brandstatter. He is the voice, the former voice of Michigan football. He's be known as the voice of Michigan football, joining us.
I appreciate that, Bill. I do.
Yeah. We love you, Jimmy. I appreciate you joining us. And man,
anytime, boss. Hey, was there a better weekend of NFL football than this past week?
No. Who do you like? Who do you like to advance to the Super Bowl? You got Rams, Niners, Bengals, and Burrow at the Chiefs. Who's going to play at SoFi? Stafford get a home game?
I think Stafford gets a home game. I do. I think the 49ers are great. Man, the 49ers have been that team that's bucked the odds. But I think the Rams, I think, at home. And they don't forget, they were ahead of San Francisco in that last game, 17-0 early. I mean, I think if Stafford's come out of his funk, and he played brilliantly against Tampa, I think the Rams and KC meet in the Super Bowl at SoFi. I do.
Jimmy,
and the only other thing I'll tell you, and I know you got to go to a break.
Right.
You'll never see a better NFL football game than two better quarterback players than Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in that Buffalo KC game Sunday night. That was one for the ages, baby.
It was the entire weekend. All four games were the best weekend of NFL football, college football, the game of football that I've ever seen. It was.
That's why the NFL is king. That's why the television contract starts with a B in the billions. That's why. That weekend.
Well, in the ratings, the numbers are astronomical between over the air and digital and all four games. And you had the star power. You had Stafford have the defining moment of his NFL career. And I know the two biggest games, well, he'll have to win against the Niners to get to the biggest game. But, it's all in front of Stafford. I think if he wins his next two games, he's a surefire Hall of Famer. I do.
Well, if he gets to the Super Bowl with the numbers he's put up, I think clearly you could make a big case for that.
Jimmy, we love you. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Stay out of trouble, okay?
Be well. Stay well, okay?
All right, Jim Brandstatter talking Michigan football. Mike McDonald, the defensive coordinator, that the Wolverine.com broke that story. He is leaving Michigan to go back to the NFL with Jim's brother John with the Ravens. And he will take over as their defensive coordinator. So more transition. I think it's the last thing Michigan needs. I will say with the Wolverine.com breaking the story of McDonald leaving, it's really important for Harbaugh to either sign the extension, say he's just going to live by his deal, whatever it is. They can't have this as he's staying or going on any longer. There needs to be some final decision making. There has to be. There really has to be. You can't have all this uncertainty lingering. Just can't do it. If you want to join in on the conversation, 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21000. That is the word HUGE to 21000. All right, so we were just talking about the final four teams in the NFL on Championship Sunday. Rams, Niners, Chiefs, Bengals. Countdown to Super Bowl 56 is underway with the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and they have a huge offer for Huge Show listeners. If you're a new customer, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code HUGE when you sign up, and then you can bet just $5 on any of the four teams to win this weekend, and if they do, you'll get $280 in free bets if your team wins. So it's simple and easy. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team to win this weekend. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code HUGE for 56-1 odds on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. To the callers online, stick around. We'll get to your huge opinions. Also, another update on Michigan State's loss to Illinois last night and this possible shift with no divisions when it comes to Big Ten football. Tim Stout from Stout on Sports and our affiliate, The Game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. He'll join us next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
It's a new day. A day of winning big at Soaring Eagle. Winter is here, and with it comes the Cold Hard Cash Giveaway and your chance to win up to $5,000 every Friday in January. Then on Saturdays, starting January 8th, it's a snowfall of cash with drawings every hour starting at 7 p.m. and the $25,000 grand prize at 11. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
Is your car, truck, SUV, or snowmobile in need of a new battery? Stop by your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store today. We're your authorized DECA battery supplier with a complete line of DECA batteries, chargers, and accessories. This winter, make sure your vehicles start fast and run smooth with a high-quality DECA battery. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For great selection and low after-holiday prices, rely on Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. They are a Michigan-based company. Go to myautovaluestore.com to find out location close to you. That is myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com here in about 30 minutes on Michigan defensive coordinator Mike McDonald leaving Michigan after 1 year to return to John Harbaugh's staff in Baltimore in the NFL as a defensive coordinator. So Chris will join us coming up at 5:05. We also threw out the huge questions of the day off the story I saw at CBSSports.com and from The Athletic, that the Big Ten is considering dropping divisions in football. Top two would go to the conference championship game and reduce Big Ten conference games to 8. So then with their alliance with the ACC and Pac-12, they would have 2 more games they could schedule, like one with the ACC, one with the Pac-12 every year. I like what, was it Randy? Jim Brandstetter just said, yeah, about 30 minutes ago. Why not add 2 Big Ten conference games on? Then do 2 games that are against your alliance group and have more Big Ten games. Because I think they're worried about the national impact. I know the Big Ten Network would love that, but most of their money is coming from whatever other networks combine on that deal that ends after 2022. And all this is based on if college football expands the playoff to 12. And the way I look at it, as I digest it and think about it, and I'm doing it on air live and thinking during the breaks, if I'm Michigan, I don't want to leave the divisional setup. I don't. Better games, better chances of being a one-loss team in that division and getting to the college football playoff than it is if you go to 14 teams and you have this unbalanced schedule and Michigan keeps their rivals with Michigan State and Ohio State and they have to play them 2 out of those 8 games every year. What about other Big Ten teams that end up not having to play any ranked teams hardly? And they get an easy path to the Big Ten championship, which will be horrible TV ratings. I like the divisional setup. If I'm the Big Ten or their TV networks, we get more power out of the Big Ten East, for the most part, winning that Big Ten championship game every year. Going to no divisions, I think, would water it down. And you're Michigan. You don't want to give up Ohio State or Michigan State, but at the same time, if the rest of the conference is playing 8 games, you don't want to sit there and play 2 top 10 teams and somebody else is playing 2 bottom feeders. You'll rarely get to the title game. Let's go talk about this and also State's loss last night in Illinois. Another ugly first half. Tim Stout from Stout on Sports on the game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. He is joining us on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Timmy.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Good to talk to you.
All right, we'll have a conversation on Spartan Hoops in a moment. But this story that the Big Ten is floating out there of eliminating divisions, how do you feel about it?
Well, I think, Bill, there's so much discord amongst everybody in college athletics these days, especially football, which is why we don't have a new arrangement relative to the national playoff. I mean, they cannot get everybody on the same page. Who gets a bye? Who gets in? How many teams should be there? How are we going to divide up the money? Nobody agrees on any of that. And to me, until or unless this is going to get the networks directly involved almost to dictate the way this is going to go, you're going to simply see more of the same with a lot of people saying, well, they got to go to this, or we got to do that, or college football's got to go this way. Well, we've heard this for a long time and nothing's happened because nobody agrees on it from the five different conferences, let alone the mid-majors. So, and that, let alone the direction of the networks and what the networks are going to do, you know, relative to the future of how all these games, pro or otherwise, are going to get televised. And until all that gets sorted out, in my opinion, money is always a huge issue. That's the issue here. And I think, frankly, we're going to have more treading water moving forward until something absolutely demands it. We all understand now we do have to change. We're backed into a corner. I don't see anything changing in the near future because nobody agrees on anything. So in the Big Ten's case, they'll talk, but I don't see much changing.
Yeah, because, you know, at first it's kind of exciting thinking, hey, they're going to do something different. But when you look at it, you're Michigan, you're that Big Ten East. Why would you want to even give weaker teams in the Big Ten a chance to get to the Big Ten championship game? I think right now it's fair. You split it up. You got a 1-7 shot on the west side, 1-7 shot on the east side, and so be it. And I would like, the one thing Brandstatter said in our last segment, Tim, was that instead of lowering conference games to 8, why not bump them to 10 and then play the other two non-conference games against the ACC and Pac-12 from your newly formed alliance, and that would be more attractive for fans, TV, and everything involved?
Well, with all due respect to Jimmy, that's been floated by a number of people for a long time. I mean, to me, if you're going to have a legitimate conference champion, especially in football, you got to make the schedules a lot more even across the board. Now, with divisions, everybody's going to play everybody in the division, but you might get a lucky year or an unlucky year where the crossover games aren't nearly as even across the board. So you might have got a scheduling break or a bad break that's going to determine who does or does not get into the Big Ten championship game. The other thing is selling tickets. I mean, this fall, Michigan State plays host to Akron. Give me a break. All right, and you look at some of these other games that are just preposterous non-competitive matchups. Well, if those were Big Ten games, you'd sell tickets, there'd be more interest, more people be involved, da-da-da-da. There's more credibility in the conference race. But in my opinion, for that to happen, it's got to happen across the board. Nick Saban himself says you should not be playing the lower Division I schools, the mid-majors. Everybody should be playing, you know, the major schools. And I claim it may have to go, Bill, to some kind of a central office to schedule the games, the non-conference games, too, like they do with the pros. The pro teams don't make their own schedules. They're notified who they're going to play, when, and where, okay? They don't make their own schedule. To me, the colleges moving forward almost need to do this unless they're uniformly across the board going to increase conference games. I mean, Alabama is going to play New Mexico State this fall. They've got three absolute cream puff games, mostly because they can't get anybody to play them. Well, if they had to play SEC games, then it wouldn't be a big deal. And now you got Texas and Oklahoma going in there. Why not play more conference games? But to do it, to get an even, in my opinion, even field across the board, an expanded playoff, everybody's got to be able to get in there, even if you've got a regular season record that's like 9-3 and 10-2. But as a conference champion, you got an automatic berth into the conference tournament. And until or unless that happens, everybody's going to keep playing cream puffs as much as they can. And I understand why, because that's the only way you're going to get in, right? You have to have a glittering record. And if you play tough teams, you got a chance to get beat. You play Akron, there's another win. So,
yeah, and now that's what they're going to do is go back to 8 conference games. Teams are 10-1, 10-2, and they're going to be higher ranked. I understand the logic, but it is a changing landscape, and we'll see what happens when they're 2022 season ends and their existing TV deals are being renegotiated. Let's move on and talk about Izzo and the Spartans last night, man. High expectations, no Colburn going into that game, and they just laid one of those first half eggs we've seen about 6-7 times so far this year.
Well, I heard around the office here all day yesterday, well, you know, if Colburn plays, State could lose. If he doesn't play, they could win. And I thought, you know, I think it's a little more complicated than that. And they missed two of their guys, okay? They had two of them out, two of their top guys. And I thought, you know, Illinois' place is going to be rocking. I've done a million games in there on TV. I know what that place is like, especially in a big game. And Michigan State on the road is always a big game. Illinois had lost two previous games, okay, coming in. And you knew that everybody else who's going to play is going to be challenged to the nth degree. Now, you combine that with the fact that Michigan State didn't shoot nearly as well, still turned it over, as it did against Wisconsin. And I think, Bill, the big risk in sports, especially in Big Ten basketball this winter, is consistency, like Tom Izzo says. Nobody in this league is consistent except Nebraska, who loses every single game. But Wisconsin was inconsistent playing State the other night. State played great, but they didn't play nearly as well against Illinois. Illinois didn't play very well against Maryland, all right, and lost, and certainly, you know, didn't play very well earlier in the week against Purdue. But here they come flying out of the gates. I thought it would be a very close game, even if Colburn didn't play. It probably was going to go down near the end, and I thought Michigan State's got every shot to lose this game because Illinois is going to be playing great. And the classic statistic to me is that Illinois scored 56 points in that game, did not score in the last 5 minutes and 32 seconds, and still won the game against a top 10 team. That's the inconsistency that I've seen across the board in the Big Ten this winter. Now, where it goes from here, you know, remains to be seen. When Michigan plays at the Breslin Center Saturday, how in the world are you going to handicap that other than to say State's playing at home, so that's an advantage. So State will probably beat Michigan because they're playing a home game. Because that's kind of how you got to figure it, I think, and the way it usually goes every season. So we'll see. But that didn't surprise me last night, even though those two guys didn't play, no.
Tim Stout, Stout on Sports, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Timmy, people can hear in Lansing, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m. Huge show, tape delayed every weeknight, 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. on AM 7:30, the game in Lansing. Enjoy your week. I look forward to our next conversation.
Absolutely, Bill. Love the show. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. There's Tim Stout joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University Athletics. You can gear up for everything Michigan State. Quality license, official team gear, a huge selection for all ages inside the team gear department at your local Meyer. Chris Ballas with Wolverine.com. In about 20 minutes, they broke the story earlier this afternoon that Michigan defensive coordinator Mike McDonald is leaving Michigan to return to the Ravens in the NFL as their new defensive coordinator. And a lot of you are coming at me on the Hughes text chain. Well, that means Harbaugh is leaving. Coaches are starting to run. No, no, no. But I did say this to start the hour. I think based on this move, it's important for Ward Manuel and Harbaugh to come to an agreement, an extension, just a statement that Harbaugh is staying, and take away the guessing, okay? Take away the uncertainty. So either Harbaugh takes an NFL gig or with Ward Manuel, they announce he's staying, it's an extension, he gets this, whatever it is. I think to have the certainty in place right now is important to Michigan football and University of Michigan athletics. Callers online, the state of Michigan will hear you next.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM welcomes hockey fans to the action with a special offer. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up today and receive $100 in free bets when you place any $1 wager on a Detroit Red Wings game, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, when you make your first bet. Experience hockey like never before with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET100, to receive $100 in free bets when you place a $1 or more wager on any Red Wings game. Only at BetMGM, the official partner of the NHL and the Detroit Red Wings. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. You can join in on the conversation when 866-838-4843. That's when 866-838-HUGE. You support splitting up. Not splitting up, actually. It would be taking away splitting up Big Ten football into two divisions and having one division in the top two go to the Big Ten championship game. You can answer that question. And then, you know, if you reduce, according to that plan that The Athletic reported earlier this afternoon, at least the conversation is out there. Nothing's finalized or even close. But if you reduced it to eight games in conference in the Big Ten and the top two went to the Big Ten title game, no way you're Michigan and you want to play Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan State every year. Your three best games in the conference, right, maybe with Wisconsin. No way you want a schedule like that. You'll never get the championship game. It'll be like once every, well, you just went for the first time this past December. So we'll keep you posted on that. It is a Michigan High School Athletic Association Wednesday. And if you want to follow everything Michigan High School sports, MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. They also have live and archived boys and girls high school sports at MHSAA.tv. And their Oxford Strong Day is coming up in February. Details at MHSAA.com. What they're doing is selling the hashtag Oxford Strong t-shirts. And teams and schools and communities and businesses all will wear those shirts on the same day in February. And all money outside of the minimal cost the company is charging for the actual shirt, all the money will go to Oxford. So if you want details on getting shirts for your community, your team, your business, your school, go to MHSAA.com. That's MHSAA.com. I do have 6 4-packs for the Michigan International Auto Show, which is happening on the west side of the state at DeVos Place, coming up on February 3rd through the 6th. So I have 6 4-packs at Superfly Hayes. We'll hook up with 6 different callers. First 6 people who give Superfly your name and your tickets will be left at will call for your choice of February 3rd, 4th, 5th, or 6th at the Michigan International Auto Show at DeVos Place in downtown Grand Rapids. I know our sister stations to 96.1 The Game, our new flagship station, and iHeart West Michigan involved in this. So the first 6 people who want a 4-pack of tickets, your name will be put on an envelope and it will be left at will call. You'll just have to show ID for your name. So let Superfly know right now if you want one of those 6 4-packs of tickets to the Michigan International Auto Show, DeVos Place, downtown GR, February 3rd through the 6th. 1-866-838-4843 is that number. First 6 callers. I will get hooked up 1-866-838-4843 and enjoy the Michigan International Auto Show at DeVos Place. They're not the Detroit show used to happen. I think it used to be in the winter. Did they move it to summer? I'm not sure. I know the pandemic switched a lot of schedules, but I know the Michigan International Auto Show at DeVos Place is one of the best in the world. Tim Fagan from iHeart West Michigan. He brings his Aston Martin in there. He's kind of like the James Bond of radio. So first six people, and numbers may be busy. Keep trying until Superfly lets you know he's giving the 6-4 packs away. 1-866-838-4843. Wherever you download podcast, make sure you search The Huge Show, and you can listen on your schedule. Remember, we are everywhere.
Big, bad, huge.